nur der Tank. Wollt kosche kitten die oder reichen Maschinisten, sag ich dein, noch a tevel wie immer und noch a tevel wie ich, in den Eis like a tessel before, not like us, im Kim ist immer jode Seife. So he did know, if he did know, so, die Karl und mein Karl, wollt kosche, in other words, this taste is mamesh like a regular Maramschiff, in the Maramschiff, that's his derech, always says these kashes. Weit kosche David wa homo kishe kavos la hazit namek tira binkim am haise vye ish leima di shape rabbi yoda amak she taime di shema yaktena rabbi so then to Carly my car place why does he ask vafloche por kidin David wa homo ptur vafl bein kamnos la hazit vyafal gavle shayich taime di shema yaktena rabbi donusu די פומן די נסחבנו ויימו לאי נסחבנו לקח תירה בכל עניין נמצא שכוונו סייגר מפתור הוכנם הקרן שכוונו סלעזי כישון לפותחי ברבה שפירש that it's not because כאין כוונו סלעזי כיס is פותר because פומן נסחבנו ימו נסחבנו but אין כוונו סלעזי המיצור מרץ is פותר. Now with Hava Minav the Gemara, I'm just paraphrasing Tesvus without explaining it. The Hava Minav the Gemara, Maskon of the Gemara, knew the Mishnah Yudai that the Tam is because Shem Yakten. But if Shem Yakten also, that means that so then it should apply only to a Hezik of Kavnos Lazik. But the Hezek Shein Kavnos Lazik, the Odin should be Chayev, and the Aloch is that the Odin is part of all Nizokim, even in Nizok, and Hezek, Latin Kavnos Lazik. So that's because Pomin is Chavno, Yom Elohim is Chavno. So, Liflu, superficially it appears, is it Rabba? Is it Rabba? But I didn't think so. Then Rav Asher says, no, that without recourse to Pomin is Chavno, Yom Elohim is Chavno, he is also Potter, because of Shem Yekner. So you have to understand what is it. Is it Rabbonon? Is it the Raise? It's very, very confusing. If we say it's the Rabbonon, then it means that on the Raise level, if a Neved Noma Amazik, the Master is Mechuyev to pay. That's a big Chiddush, big Chiddush. Now the Mishnah Yodayim mentions...
Why is it a big Chiddush? If the Shor is Mazik, okay. And that's his property, so what's the name of that?
Soon see. Okay, why I say it's a bit foolish. Now, the Mishnah Yodayim discusses an argument that took place between the Zdukim and the Purshim. So the Zdukim said to the Purshim, what you Purshim say doesn't make sense. You Purshim say, one was Itayne Ligabe the Tume of Kisvei HaKedesh. So he says, you Purshim say, if a person touches Kisvei HaKedesh, which is Kedesh, so then his hands become tummy. And if is there a Gemara in there, no? Oh, here you have a Gemara in there, no? When did that mean for you?
Normally 135.
135.
It's 127 now.
Okay. Well, 135, you mean?
Yeah, 35. 135.
Yeah. 25 is not time yet.
To move the clock.
Oh, to move the clock. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I forgot all about it. I didn't forget when I got up. But now I forgot. You die. Einem Zuki. Kuborim olach uprusim shatanim un kisve akidish mitamnes yedai. Sifre amiro sin mitamnes yedai. Then, another tiny there. One second. Einem Zuki. Kuborim olach uprusim. מים שירי וחמירי שנחייבו הם מצווס. הרי מחייב ניסקון, אבי ועמוסי שאני חייב במצווס, אין דין שמחייב ניסקון. Third time, no, I'm not מחויב to explain this looking, who cares, but I could understand, I mean, but they are twisted logic. They said, what does it do with mitzvahs? What does it do with mitzvahs? So in their twisted logic, the Zdukim said, now, a sheir is not chayav mitzvahs. So there is no union of chinuch l'gabei sheir. Still, he's mechuyev to exercise keodeh. That they should behave, as kamo v'chamo, eret v'homo, in the mechuyev mitzvahs, so a human being, and everything. So he certainly owes a responsibility to watch over them. I mean, he owes it. He's mechuyev to see that they don't even evade. So he's mechuyev to see that they shouldn't be mazik. So there is a even a more of a responsibility. It makes sense. So umayim sheir v'chamer eshen chayv v'mitzvahs harin chayv v'niskon avdi v'amosi shen chayv v'mitzvahs indin chayv v'niskon. Because you see, the Zdukim probably had thousands of times against the Poshit, and the Mishnah doesn't mention that. Why does the Mishnah mention just these? Because these happen to be arguments that make
logical.
Sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. The other arguments didn't even make sense. I didn't bother discussing with them. But these were arguments that made sense. So they said, "Avdi Amoshen Chayv Mitzvahs and Idin Shechayv Nisker." Omalem. So the Pushim said, "Lo Yimartem B'Sheir V'Chameiri Shein Ben Das Temu Beved V'Omo Sheish Ben Deya Das Shemaknitenu Yelech V'Yadli G'dishi Shelechot V'Chayv Sham." So the question is it a Rabbono or is it a Raisa? No, if it's a Rabbono or a Raisa, Chachom Mo Misaki to protect. Problem that he shouldn't have to pay every day. So the comes a chacham, tikkun olam like tikkun olam, but it's not mashma. It's the rabban. It's mashma. It's the rais.
Why?
1 second, please. So what kind of a rais is it? If it's a rais, it can be explained in 2 ways, and that was the shaila between the havamine and maskan. So according to the havamine. It was explained on the basis of the fact that since, you see, an Odom, when he's usually mazik, is kavnos mazik. A behemoth, on the contrary, ordinarily is mazik. He doesn't have any intelligence, and it's not vicious, you know, doesn't have any anger. So mele, usually it's mazik, darchen, al dishen, al diregel. Not kavnos lazik. All right, sometimes it happens. That's not the usual thing. That's not a natural thing. But by Odom, either he behaves like a human being, so he's not mazik. Altogether. So Odom shmiras gufi olafu. So he feels a responsibility to watch himself, that he shouldn't cause any damage, any injury to others. And if he doesn't act like a human being, if he runs berserk, so then he's mazik with kavnos. Shaloi b'shkavone is very rare. Is very rare. So Mele, the Havamin of the Gemara held that the pshat in Shema Yaknitenu is that there is a chiyuv of lishmerenu when it's relatively easy to watch out, to curb an animal. But when it's relatively difficult to curb an animal, then the Torah doesn't impose upon the owner in chiv to watch. So by behemo, it's relatively easy, because a behemo usually is not determined to be mazik. Sometimes it happens. The behemo usually is only disposed to be mazik if it's necessary to satisfy its appetites, or in the course of its natural walking. But otherwise, he's not disposed to be mazik. So it's relatively easy for an owner to curb an animal. But a human being,
keep away from his kapotes. On Shabbos, he's killing the body. So he's kapotes.
please, Mr. Mantras, right
okay.
Here, like to go.
All
right, please. So, but a human being who has intelligence, so it's relatively hard to curb it. Because when he's mazik viciously. Otherwise, he wouldn't be mazik. Human being, ordinarily, of course, there are certain vicious people who are mazik, who do all kinds of things, they kill and they rob, but with an intention. Shalom Kavon, a human being usually is not mazik. So Mimele, it's more difficult to curb a human being than to curb an animal. So the pshat in Shemo Yaklitenu is that when is there a chiyuv shmire afli shmirenu, when the shmire is relatively easy, but when the shmire involves hard work and dedication, you know, like curbing a human being, go and curb a human being, a criminal. So,
lock him up.
It's not so simple. You can set fire, you can do all kinds of things. You see what happens in the jails. They set fire and they run away and they kill the guards. It's relatively hard. So there is no chiv shmire. There is no chiv shmire lishmerenu. When the shmire involves a very difficult task. So we got the animals when the shmire involves a relatively simple burden. There is a chiv shmire, but where the shmire involves a relatively difficult burden, then there is no chiv shmire. So mele, there is an analogy with Karen Kavanos Hazik also, because a sheir is disposed to be mazik al the shen and al the regal, and sometimes he disposed to be mazik viciously. So when a sheir is mazik viciously, so then it's analogous to the Ezekim done by human being, except by human being, it's always vicious. It's always vicious. So Mimele, so this is the pshat in the Hava. So this is what Tisa says. ויש אימא דשאפי רב יודע עמק שקיים לדשם היקטן הרב ואפילו הוכה פה קיבן דבד ועמו פטורים ואפילו בין כוונוס להזיק ואף על גבלו לשייך. Why? Because it's relatively difficult to curb an עבד ועמו ואף על גבלו לשייך תיים לדשם היקטן הרב ואפילו אחר פה, כיוון דד ואום פטורים, ואפילו בין כוונוס להזיק, אין דיבן בואו ואף אחד לא שייך תיים לי שם יקטרמו, דונסו, דיפומים די נסחבנו ויהם או לא נסחבנו, לקח תראה בכל יהיה, it doesn't mean so it's like look. He means because it's if a human being couldn't be so shrewd and so intelligent, so then it could be Nika, when he is mazik b'kavone, when he is mazik shloi b'kavone. But the human being has another problem. With all his talents, he has another talent. He can be an actor too. That's a very dangerous talent. When somebody is an actor, when he can act out as if he does it unintentionally, but actually, a behemoth does not have an actor's talent. A behemoth. Behavior, even though I understand on television they have dogs, all sectors, but that's not so common. Not so common. So behemoth does not have an actor's talent. So mele, it's relatively easy for the owner of a behemoth to separate his care over a zekim that emanate from Kavanos Lazik and the zekim that emanate from Kavanos Lazik. But in regard to human being, it's very, very difficult to distinguish when an Eved Venomo will be Mazik B'Kavoneh and when will be Mazik Shaloi B'Kavoneh. So many times, and most of the times, they'll be Mazik B'Kavoneh and they'll play an act. And act as, and play an act that they are Mazik Shaloi B'Kavoneh. So Mimele, everything is difficult. So curbing the Ezekim Shaloi B'Kavoneh is as difficult as curbing the Ezekim B'Kavoneh, and the country is even more difficult. Lidabe an animal who can't act and who can't hide his intentions. So Mamele, it's relatively easy, you know, to curb the axe in the Ezekim of Ein Kavanos Lazik, and not to curb the axe in the Ezekim of Kavanos Lazik. It's easy to separate. But a human being is so complicated and so ingenious, and is a chochem lehora. So Mamele, it's impossible to tell the Odin, listen, you watch out, you exercise care over your Eved, that he shouldn't be mazik, that he shouldn't be mazik, shalom bikavone. But bikavone, you don't have to take care, because that is a difficult task, because all he has to do is just to act out as if he's sleeping, stretch out his legs and pray the kelim. He'll make it appear that he's sleeping, he's absorbed in his sleep, and he'll be snoring and doing everything that a sleeping person does, and in fact is that he's fully awake. So how can you separate the Chiyuv Shmira Ligabe Zeikim of Kavanos Lazik from the Chiyuv Shmira Ligabi the Zeikim of Ein Kavanos Lazik? In Yishir you can separate. It's easy to separate. He'll make sure that the Shayah should get a feeding every 2 hours. So then he'll know that the Shayah will not be Mazik al Dishem, because he'll always be satisfied. But he will not exercise Shmira over the Hezekim Amos Lazik. But a human being, he's spiteful. What can you do? Even if the Odin will stand on his head and try to accommodate the Eved in all ways, David, if he wants to be spiteful, find a way to be mazik, to set fire, and do it in such a way as if it had been that everybody will say, it's an accident. It's an accident. So, that's the pshat naravni. The shabbat habiyoda amakshe, taime. The shemir etan rabbi afloche poich, kim David vomo pturim, vafru bink avnos lazik, vafal gav leshayach taime, the shemir etan rabbi idonisu, די פונקט נסחבנו ויימו לא נסחבנו לקח תראה בכל עניין נמצא שכוונוס גרם אבטו הוכנה מקרן שכוונוס לעלי יש לו פתר so in other words it's not the Rabbon it's the Reis but according to Hava Min of the Gemara and Hava Min also knew that the tamest why he spot of every Omer is because of Shemu Yakintan and it's the Reis what is the Reis because sins and every Vomo are spiteful. So Mele, watching an Eved Nomo involves a very difficult and incessant burn. Incessant, without a stop. The Odin, in order to curb the Eved, he shouldn't be mazik, he will not be able to relax even for 1 minute. Because the Eved Nomo are so ingenious. How can you control them? He's not going to put them in a cage. You can't do that to a human being. So you have to give them liberty, at the same time, curb them. Well, all the psychologists and psychiatrists and all the chachomim, all the sociologists and all the assemblymen and the congressmen cannot curb a human being because of his ingenuity. So how can you expect an ordinary audience so to curb it involves a relatively very difficult burden. Even though it becomes difficult primarily because the Eved becomes spiteful, so we could say, but what in Bimechuyev, when the Eved does a hezek that is not spiteful, the answer is, but you can't separate the hezekim that emanate from a vicious intent, from the Zeikim that do not emanate from a vicious intent. So Mele, any Shira involves a very difficult burden. And the Torah does not mechayev an owner in Shira if the Shira involves constant, incessant work. But Rikabi Sheya, so it depends. In respect to Hezekim of Kavanos Lazik, and that can easily be separated from the Shmira of Ezekim the Tink Amros Lazik, so that doesn't really involve a heavy incessant burden. But in Achname Ligabi Ezekim the Temanate from the Kavon Lazik from Vicious Intent is also put out. Briefly, the Torah is Mechayev in Shmire when the Shmire can easily be realized. But when the Shmire can be realized only at the expense of hard and dedicated and persevering work, the Torah is not Mechayev and owner so much. So Ligabe Kavnos Lazik, it also involves hard, persevering work. So you should also report, you could argue that way. Then the Maskonat Gemara is, no, it's not. Shemeliak Niteno is not because Pom Nishavno, Yom Rolo Nishavno. Because I think that what Rav Ashi says, that Philo Bin Kavnos Lazik Yitayna Rabbe, is based upon a phenomenon that was discovered, you know, by modern psychiatry, but it's mentioned in the Gemara in many halachas, the Indian of rationalizing, you know, modern psychologists speak of rationalizing. Sometimes a person will do something, will harm the other person, will harm the child, and seemingly unintentionally, but it was consciously unintentionally, but unconsciously it is intentional. In other words, because a certain person, let's say a certain person who has a feeling of guilt, so he'll dafke, drive recklessly, because unconsciously he wants to kill himself. As a matter of fact, when Nixon acted in such a strange way, everybody advised him to burn all the evidence, and he refused. Crazy. And Nixon was a very smart person. So many psychiatrists, they psychoanalyzed him, that Nixon was obsessed by pangs of conscience. He had a feeling of guilt, and he wanted to punish himself. So melee, unconsciously, he deliberately acted in such a preposterous way because he wanted that he should be forced to get caught. And that's many times. I mean, this is mentioned, I mean, it's late, but actually this is mentioned in the Gemara Matos, this unconscious, in my opinion. It's late. Gemara Makis, a few Lamed Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Six lines from the top of Lamed. Reb Shimon Malokish Posal Apisal Hai Parshis in Roche. Vashal Yitzodo Velikim Minu Liode. Kashayim Amosha Akadmeini Mershoi Mitzir Resha. במאה הקוסם מדבר, בשני בני אודם, שהורגוס הנפש, אחד הורג בשגג ואחד הורג במזית. לא זה אין עדים, לא זה אין עדים. הקדוש ברוך הוא מזמינו לפונדק אחד. זה שהורג במזית יש יפתח הססולם, וזה שהורג בשגג ירד בסולם ונופל עלו והורגי. זה שהורג במזית נהרג, וזה שהורג בשגג ירד. So in other words, מרשון יצר רשע, שני בני אודם. So let's say Reuven and Shimon. Reuven killed the person Bishayik, his hive goes, but annoyed. And Shimon killed the human being Bimazit, but annoyed. What does the Rebbeinu Shor do? So the Hashgacha manipulates. And the Hashgacha manipulates usually through the framework of nature. Usually, I mean sometimes, the Hashgacha operates beyond the framework of nature, but usually, day after day, night after night, the Hashgacha operates within the framework of nature. And those people do not believe because they don't want to believe. But if they would really analyze the situation, they would have to believe. So usually, the Hashgacha Protis manipulates to operate within the framework of nature. So Shnei Bnei Adam, Shog HaNefesh, Echot HaHol B'Sheig, Echot HaHol Mezik, Lozei Neidim, Lozei Neidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmino Lepundek, Echot, Zeh Shog HaHol Mezik, Yei Shiftachas HaSulam. Is it, did he act like a prudent person? After all, every human being is smart. Nixon is certainly a smart person. Why did he act in such a stupid way? Everybody urged him. Destroy the evidence. No,
he refused the evidence.
He wasn't consciously pursuing his own destruction, but unconsciously he was bothered by pangs of conscience. So the Hashgach operated through the medium of the unconscious. But it's Hashgach HaPratis. Why is it it operated that way, Ligabi Nixon, not Ligabi Reagan? Because that was the Hashgach HaPratis. So he says, he's Chayav Mise. He decides to do a reckless act, acting crazy way to see Tachas Asulo. It's crazy. Sometimes lads, you know, they start driving in a crazy way. Unconsciously, they want to get killed. This is what Freud said. This is what modern psychiatry says. And that comes from, I discussed it in the Torah Mother lecture. So, I mean, and this is the Pshat in the Gemara. So, the one who is Chayav Mise, the Hashgach HaPratis manipulates, that he should decide, all of a sudden, out of the blue sky, to sit down under the Sulam. A leopard in the Sulam. It's crazy. He's not crazy. But the Hashgach HaPratis manipulates that he should be obsessed by pangs of conscience in his unconscious. So Meile unconsciously he plans suicide. Not consciously. He will not have a din of Mavet Vodas because of the unconscious. Mavet Vodas is when he does it with the conscious, not with the unconscious. But he wants to punish himself. So he decides to sit Tachas HaSulam. זה שרוג מייזית יש יפתחס הסילון וזה שרוג בשגי he also feels guilty, so unconsciously he plans his own penalty too. וזה שרוג בשגי קיר את בסילון. All of a sudden he decides, such a strange phenomenon, to go down the sill. Didn't even have to go down the sill. You know, sometimes it happens, people do things that are strange, that are not even expected. Why is it so? Why is it so? It's because the Hashgach HaPratis manipulates. So the Hashgach HaPratis usually operates within the framework of nature. So Zeh Shehorag Bemezit Neharag V'Zeh Shehorag B'Sheh Yigeyah. So that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in Rav Ashi. The Rav Ashi Pirish that Filu Be'in Tavnos Rahazik Ike Taim Rabbi. So, in the Havamine, because he played an act, according to Maskone, not because he played an act, but even the Inkavnas Lazik, when a Behemoth does something Inkavnas Lazik, it's not because of pangs of conscience. Pangs of conscience, no Behemoth has pangs of conscience. Even the modern psychiatrist wouldn't say that a Behemoth wants to punish herself, only a human being wants to punish himself. So, that's the Pshat Maravashi. Rashi Piri that Philip being Kavanos El Hazik, Ike Kain Rabbi. But not because Kavanos El Hazik, in other words, what it means, according to the Hava Mine, so the time of Shem Yak Netanu is that it involves a relatively hard task. According to Maskone, not that it involves a relatively hard task. It's impossible to have. Easy or hard, even if he stands on his head. And he's not Messiah Das 1 minute from the Eved Lomo, the Eved will be able to be Mazik, consciously, unconsciously. But he'll be able to be Mazik because Shema Yaketeno. So there are two kinds of Shema Yaketeno. Sometimes Shema Yaketeno is angry at the master, so consciously wants to hurt him. And sometimes that we see constantly. One is angry at his mother, at his father, and unconsciously he plans the death of the Amin, we read it in the newspapers. Don't even know, you see. They plan it unconsciously. So that's part and parcel of Shemayat Netanu. So in other words, according to the Havamad Gemara, Shemayat Netanu means that there is no Chiv Shmire when the Shmire involves a relatively difficult test. According to Maskana, no. There is a Chiv Shmire even when it involves a difficult test. So maybe there is no reason in the world as to why Kamosir HaHazik should be taught her. It's more difficult, so it's more difficult. So what? But it's possible to exercise care over a shame. But a human being, it's impossible to watch. Not sure to say the Torah should require the master to watch when it's impossible for him to watch. That's only shayach by a human being, but by Sher B'chamir, it's not impossible. It's hard. Okay, so it's hard. But by a human being, it's impossible. Even if he will not be Nisiyah Das from him, he can unconsciously plan setting fire to the garbage. And David Domer himself will think he did a terrible thing innocently. He will not know. This is the pshat in Shemayat Netanu.